Eastern Monitor on that day. Our modern day Eastern Turkey, the Russian floor of Turkey. And this was not another mechanism to monitor the room. The suspension was, which is kind of a little bit of them. And we tried to get a circular letter. It was one of our needs to read it. And this for you right now, we probably have 3 or 4 times the amount of people that they would have in a small church gathering. If you're not a they didn't have a facility like this, and even if they wanted to use a public facility, they were on the bus train, and I'm sure you all know. And they put it in the homes. And homes that were large enough to hold 20 or 30 people. And so Paul's writing to the Christian Christians is very good about the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And especially in the new covenant. We want them to understand that the new life that we have in Jesus Christ has been given us from His truth. And that the Spirit of God, as we look at the new covenant, as we read about it, the Spirit of God has taken the laws and has put them into our hearts and into our minds. He's written them on our hearts. So that by the Spirit, we live in a way where we want to honor God. We want to love God. We want to live in a way that brings Him honor and glory. We want to be holy. But also, in the warning to the Galatian Christians, and all of us congregations that are reading this, again, legalism. There was a group of people that infiltrated the church, they're called Judaizers, because they were trying to bring people back to the Jewish law. They were saying that this thing underneath the federal law, but we still have to follow the Mosaic law. Paul writes to them and says, you have to. You don't understand. Have you asked the Galatians that are blind to this? Who has bewitched you? You foolish Galatians. As the child of the Spirit, are you going to try to bring out a holy life to the law? He said, of course not. God is His truth, not on the basis of the law, but on the basis of faith and faith in Christ alone. And so, He reminds us this morning in this passage that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to empower us to live a new life, to empower us to live in resurrection life, as He is resurrected, He lives in the new life, overcome, overcoming sin and sinful. Jesus nurtured, Jesus nurtured some spirit with Him, and He gave those spirits to us. We all have His Spirit. Those of us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ. And so I ask you, at the beginning of the message, have you come to the place where you have put your faith in Christ and invited Him into your life to be your Savior and your Lord? And thereby, He is all of us who see Christ, who see His Spirit, want to breathe from you. From Paul's letter in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14, Paul writes these words. And you also were included in Christ, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were included in Him with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. If you have come to Christ, if you have come to salvation, and you were responding in faith, and you said, yes, Lord, I did. I turn, I repent from believing in myself that I am good enough, or that I didn't
led to be controlled by the spirit of us. He wants us to Yeah. job.
We fulfill this word and not even us harder than we were. Amen? And you see, when you love the fact that we're talking about that, you know what? How is the flesh responding? When we read this word, it says, do not walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit that is within you.
Hatred. church, get out of church, have all the picture of people, get out of church, and then get hurt from it. All for anyway. Get in the car. Someone brought them away. And they got out of church, and they got out of church.
Maybe in those moments, when you've got a baby's nail, the thing that
be pure and holy, protected under the blood of Jesus. Lord, we have the shield of faith. Lord, from the home of salvation. Lord, I thank the Lord of the Spirit so that the mind can be focused on you. And then we want to have a strong will of thought. And the precious order of your word be great in our hands so I can expose the word of the truth in our lives. Listen, you and I need that. If you think that you're going to live a victorious life without being intentional like that, then Satan is going to deceive you in your flesh. You will not live an ordinary life. You will not live a resurrected life. You will live out your flesh. And faith, you will not be able to live. But this is what Satan wants you to
do. Oh, man.
Thank you. the bridge. You say, love, from our flesh, we become problematic and become struggle and touch prayer and set the focus and hand over on them. What do you want to do? And it turns out just open at me. Open at me. Thank you.